Greetings to all you audio boomerangs, as Fee Dunn would call you. Now I wonder, if I were to throw you, would you come back to me? I somehow doubt that. Anyhow, this is February, day 10. Wow, you know, this month is just flying by, and I think February is helping that to happen for me, because it's forcing me to keep track. And what was that noise outside my window? I do not know. There was some mysterious noise. But anyway, it's helping me to keep track of the days more than I normally would. And honestly, I don't mind that February is flying by. Or February, I should say. Because I will be very happy when this winter is over. It's just too snowy and cold for me. Yes, 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 I know. Complain, complain. But I am a Canuck, and I think complaining about the weather is just part of our nature. We should expect it. We should know what it's like by now, but we don't. We never expect it. Anywho, yes, this is February day 10, so it's all about social media and our views thereon. I will freely confess that when it comes to social media, audio boom aside, I'm a total hermit and misanthrope. I have no interest in Facebook. I've never once considered joining Twitter simply because I feel that I cannot say anything meaningful in 140 characters or less. It's just not my cup of tea. Now, if it makes other people happy, that's great. More power to them. But, frankly, most of the stuff that I've seen on Twitter, having looked at people's Twitter feeds, is pure and utter rubbish. People have lost the ability to communicate, it seems to me, because of the internet age. And being a former English major, being a writer, being a former poet, being a former freelance journalist, I guess, you know, you can call me a snob about this if you want to. That's your right. You can form whatever opinion you desire. But I guess to me, language and communication skills are very valuable. And I just think social media is rife with people who have lost those skills or have deliberately mislaid them, put them by the wayside. And that's why, one reason why, I personally am antisocial when it comes to social media. having said that, though, I do think things like Twitter and LinkedIn are very important when one is doing them for professional reasons. If, for example, one is a writer or a musician and needs to market one's skills, then by all means, go for it. I mean, like I said, if you enjoy it for personal reasons too, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do whatever makes you happy. I'm just telling you why I personally get nothing out of it. But I do understand how valuable it can be when it comes to marketing your skills or trying to find work. I must also say that I can totally see why having a presence online can be kind of important when you're looking for a job, because employers will look you up online generally when you submit a resume or a CV or when you go for an interview, and they will try to find your social presence online just to get an idea of what you're like personality-wise and what your views are like, because your views might not match those of the company you're applying for. So I can see where social media plays an important role, and I do understand that. It's just, for me at the moment, it holds no interest, other than something like Audio Boom, which is wonderful. And there might be sites for writers out there also that I would consider joining, but I don't know. They'd have to be pretty Gosh, this is going to sound awfully snobby. I realize this, but... they'd have to be better than something like fanfiction.net. Because anybody can submit anything on a site like that, and oftentimes it's pure drivel. So it would have to be a site for fairly professional writers for me to want to join it. And again, I do apologize if that sounds like I'm being judgmental. And again, a site like fanfiction.net can have its good points as well. If you're just starting out and you need advice, or you want someone's opinion or whatever, I'm not discounting those things completely. I'm just saying it's not for me. So, those are just my views for what they're worth. And I'm sure there is some really great stuff out there on social media as well. It's just hard to find. Because most of what one sees is the rubbish. Now, I know that Twitter can be quite interesting because one can subscribe to a number of different news sources and feeds from all over the place. But I just feel that I can get my information elsewhere and that Twitter is not something that I need right now. So I'm kind of a hard sell when it comes to social media. Heck, I was a hard sell when it originally came to Audio Boom as well. And now look at me. So who knows? Maybe something will eventually change my mind. But this is where I am at the moment. Anyhow, I have to go and get ready for an evening out. I've been invited to attend a pancake supper at a church somewhere. I'm not actually sure where this church is, but the friend that's taking me knows where we're going, so that's a good thing. So I shall go and get ready for that. And this WC music is getting rather strange, so it's a good time to stop. Right, have a great whatever time of day it is where you are.